Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast, which I have called The Unspeakable Hypocrisy of NATO. And I really mean that. Did you see that NATO has, quote, condemned the dangerous Russian nuclear rhetoric? This is NATO saying that it's dangerous and irresponsible rhetoric after Vladimir Putin's decision to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. The organization is closely monitoring the situation and said the move would not lead it to change its own nuclear strategy. The US said it did not believe Russia was preparing to use nuclear weapons. Belarus shares a long border with Ukraine, as well as with NATO members Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia. Apparently, Ukraine, Ukraine, and remember, Ukraine really is NATO in terms of who's calling the shots. It's the US CIA calling the shots. So the Ukraine/CIA has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to address the potential threat of President Putin's announcement. Putin said that Moscow would not be transferring control of its arms to Minsk, and that the Belarusian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, has long raised the issue with him. So you see, look, here's the thing. This is why I call this hypocrisy. NATO has spent the last 20 years or more slowly encircling Russia. Given off the chance, it would let Ukraine into NATO as well. It certainly has allowed sufficient other former Eastern European countries to join NATO. You see what it's doing with the likes of Sweden, the likes of Finland. This is so NATO does everything possible to encircle Russia so Russia can't move beyond its territory. And then it turns around to Russia and it says, hey, you're the predator. You're the aggressor. Putin in Moscow. You are the latter day Hitler. I'm sorry, I'm not buying this at all. I've said now for some time that whilst I fully understand that Russia is by no means, they're not necessarily the good guys, they're not necessarily angels, but I am sure that NATO are the bad guys. It's that simple. NATO is the axis of evil. NATO is the provocateur. NATO is the organization that has engineered the conflict in Ukraine for its own advantage to continue to make itself even more necessary. NATO should have disbanded back in 1990. Let's be honest about it. It should have. But that was only the beginning for NATO. NATO continues to grow, and there's now NATO North, there's NATO South. I think NATO wants to provoke Taiwan to be the next Ukraine, potentially. NATO is a menace. And so whenever they talk about this is dangerous rhetoric coming from Putin, what the hell do they think Zelensky's been up to? For example, when he called for Ukraine to be part of NATO. So what, you think NATO, that you can advance your interests right up until the Russian border and the Russian /Belarus border, and they must do nothing? Is that what you think? No, you can't be so stupid as to think that. So this is much more cynical. This is, again, and we keep talking about it here in this channel, this is propaganda, NATO propaganda. The particular headline I'm reading you out about the dangerous rhetoric, well, that comes from the BBC, and the BBC is all part of the deep state propaganda move. So it's not surprising that we read this kind of stuff condemning the dangerous rhetoric from Russia. And if there's never any condemnation of the dangerous rhetoric coming out of Kyiv, is there? No. We must not ever criticize Zelensky. Well, why would they? Zelensky is a puppet. He says what NATO wants. It's that simple. So he could have peace tomorrow. NATO doesn't want peace tomorrow. So Zelensky says we fight on. And so it goes. And that's the reality of what's happening in Ukraine. But, I mean, I can't think of a situation, certainly since the end of the 1980s, where NATO has been anything other than a malignant force, destructive, causing all kinds of problems. Problems which end up, of course, being solved to the benefit of the United States. So it does have a degree of national interest in the sense of NATO basically is the US with a, you know, with a dash of UK thrown in for extra seasoning. That's essentially what NATO is. I think if you understand that, then it does help you recognize that you know, we're not playing with an honest partner. We're talking about a player here who has got all kinds of agendas in play, and the fact that Putin seems to thwart them annoys Putin, annoys our friends in NATO, and that's why then they generate these headlines, push them out through the BBC, a drip, 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 hoping that the broad masses who bought the lies over COVID will similarly buy the lies over the danger that is Putin. No, it is the aggression of NATO which is causing so many global problems. The problem is, how do we solve NATO? Thanks so much for listening.